This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, February 8th. God's word for you today is The Power. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. And it says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Your capacity to be wealthy and keep farming is what separates you completely from poverty. Isaac was already wealthy in herds, in cattle, and in servants, but he continued farming. Why? It is because there are some things you get from farming that you need to keep your wealth. If you do not get them in farming and cultivate them in famine, you will lose the wealth. So beginning today, we will go through four of them, and I trust the Holy Spirit to unpack it for you personally. Number one, the power of income. The farm teaches you the power of income. Your income is the most powerful wealth building tool, no matter how small. I pray that your income will not be small in Jesus' name. Why? It is because there is nothing as consistent as an income financially. An income will come. That is why it is called an income. When you keep your farm going, you keep your stream of income going. And guess what? Where you deploy your income determines your financial future. Your income is so important. You do not deploy it everywhere. You do not deploy your income shabbily. Your income is so important that God says you should give him the first 10% of your income. Why? It is because God wants you to know that he is the source of your income and your wealth. So give God the first 10% of your income. You cannot put your income into gambling. You cannot put your income on just eating alone. Little drops of water, they say, make a mighty ocean. Another thing about persistent dropping is if you put a glass under a dripping tap, that glass will break eventually. At the farm, you learn the power of income. Number two, the power of location. At the farm, you learn the power of location. Location is so important. Elisha said to the woman in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 4, then go into your house. Location. Did you know that when God wants to bless you, God looks for you in a location? Some of you ought to be in location A, but you're in location B. When the blessings come and they come to location A, the person is not there to receive them. Several stories have been shared of people who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Sadly, the day they decide not to go to church, to stay at home and watch television, is the day the angel comes with the babies and is distributing them to people. You just never know. You need to learn the power of location. Let us pray. Father, please give me the capacity to be wealthy and keep farming, and help me to retain the lessons from the farm and use them for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.